I must pray. I never lose. πλάτε μου.
Δε είναι
τη γέλα και ποτάμος. Say, I'll never leave you, say, until you bless me.
Δε είναι τη γέλα και ποτάμος.
Say, I'll never leave you, say, until you bless me.
Δε είναι τη γέλα και ποτάμος.
Wákàtí ìsọjí la wà yìí gbogbo wa ó dìde dúró ẹ jẹ́ kí a dìde dúró a lọ láti kí alleluia méje pẹ̀lú ògo méje ní wákàtí ìsọjí yìí gbogbo wa a ó ṣe a ó jẹ́ kí aró yá yágáyágá I'll talk to you, hallelujah, yeah, meje.
We shout seven bigger hallelujah.
Pelu ogo meje.
And seven glory.
Si oba, mo oba.
To the King of Kings.
Oluwa, mo oluwa.
To the Lord of Lords.
Olorun to tin se se ninu aye wa laarin wa.
The Lord of the King is walking alive in our midst.
Yo se atepe re.
And I will perfect his war.
Olorun ti o gbe emi ati agbara adura wo inu aye wa.
The Lord will possess our life with the speech and power of prayer.
Yo gbe emi ati agbara adura re ti o fi da wa lola.
And by spirit and power of prayer is going to gift our life.
Olorun ti o ma gbe engine adura re ti o gbe sinu aye enikokan.
The Lord will deposit the engine of his prayer in every life.
Yo si ni je ko na ki ko kuro nbe ma lara.
And it will never be faulty or not forever.
Ati ki hallelujah meje pelu
we're about to shout seven big hallelujah and seven glory to you.
We are one, that's okay.
Lift up your hands. Father, we bless you because you are God. Exalt you for the things you are doing.
So
thank you for what you do again. Lord, glory be to your name. Now I'm before the youths to disseminate your word to them. Father, in Jesus' name, as I disseminate, Lord, confirm yourself.
Ati ọkùnrin àti obìnrin wọn.
Both the male and female.
Nígbà tí wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ ní Olúwa.
As the listening law.
Ẹ̀mí àti agbára àdúrà.
The spirit and the power of prayer.
Wọ́n ní Olúwa ẹ jẹ́ kó wọnú
wọn. Let it possess their life today.
Ọlọ́run ẹ̀mí mímọ́ ìgbà gbogbo ìgbà.
God take perfect control.
Ẹ ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
Help us, Lord.
Ní orúkọ Jésù Olúwa wa.
In Jesus' name, our Lord.
Kó mọ̀ ṣe sí lílọ bíbọ kankan.
And no let there be loitering this time around.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí olúkúlùkù kó wà níbi tó yẹ kó wà.
Let everyone be at the normal seat.
Kókó ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tí mo wà níwájú yín láti sọ fún yín ní àkókò ìsọjí yìí.
And the topic of the message I'm here to deliver before you at the revival time.
Only gbígba ẹ̀mí àti agbára àdúrà.
Receiving the spirit and power of prayer.
Gbígba ẹ̀mí àti agbára àdúrà.
Receiving the spirit and the power of prayer.
Ẹ gbọ́.
Listen.
Gbígba ẹ̀mí àti agbára àdúrà.
Receiving the spirit and the power of prayer.
Lẹ́yìn ò bá gba ẹ̀mí àti agbára àdúrà, àdúrà ò di sẹ́fún kò ní lè gbà.
If one does not receive the spirit and power of prayer, prayer will become like a difficult job.
Lẹ́yìn ò bá gba ẹ̀mí àti agbára àdúrà, kò lè rọrùn láti gbà.
Without the spirit and power of prayer, prayer become uneasy to engage in.
Jẹ́ kí n sì sọ fún ọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀dọ́ àdúrà ṣe pàtàkì.
And let me tell you, as a youth, prayer is very important.
Sori náà ni mo ṣe wà níwájú ẹ ní àkókò yìí láti sọ fún ọ nípa ẹ̀mí àti agbára àdúrà bó ṣe lè gbà.
And that is why I'm here before you this time around to show you about the spirit and power of prayer. Now you can obtain it. Sori
náà, má ṣe jẹ́ kí ẹnikẹ́ni ó rìn káàkiri lákòókò yìí.
Let there not be wandering and loitering around this time around.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ló ń gba àdúrà tó ṣe pé àfipá gbà ni.
Many pray but forcefully.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ló ń gba àdúrà tó ṣe wípé ogun ló kàn mú wọn gbà.
Many pray but they were only energized because of battle.
Ẹ̀mí àti agbára àdúrà tí mo fẹ́ kó tí Ọlọ́run mo fẹ́ kó béèrè kó gbà lénìí.
The spirit and the power of prayer I want you to request and receive today.
Kì í ṣe èyí tí ó ń tìyàn lọ́pọ̀pọ̀ gbà.
It's not the one that you were forced to do.
Ẹ̀mí àti agbára àdúrà.
The spirit and the power of prayer.
Olúwa ṣeun.
Thank God.
A ti sọ fún wa nípa okun nípasẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
We've discussed about strength through the word of God.
Nípasẹ̀ kíkà àti jíṣe àṣàrò nínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
About reading and meditation in the word of God.
A ti sọ fún wa bí a ti ṣe lè máa ka ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
We've discussed about how we can read the word of God.
Wá jẹ́ kí n sọ fún ọ.
And now let me tell you.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run àti àdúrà méjèèjì ò ṣe é yà.
The word of God and prayer both are inseparable.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run àti àdúrà.
The word of God and prayer.
Kò ṣe é yà wọ́n wà papọ̀ ni.
Both are inseparable, they are together.
Ààwẹ̀ tí wọ́n kú.
And fasting is attached to them.
Ìyẹn ló wá máa ń bí ìgbàgbọ́.
Now that brings about faith.
Sori nǹkan mẹ́rin tí mo rọra sọ yẹn.
You see the four things I mentioned to you.
Mo gbọ́dọ̀ gba ẹ̀mí ẹ̀.
You must receive the spirit.
Àdúrà.
Prayer.
Ààwẹ̀.
Fasting.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
The word of God.
Ìgbàgbọ́.
And faith.
O mẹ́rẹ̀ẹ̀rin tí mo sọ yẹn.
The four things.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì.
They are very important.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
The word of God.
Ìgbàgbọ́.
Faith.
Àdúrà.
Prayer.
Àti ààwẹ̀.
And fasting.
Bó ti ṣe tò mọ́ra wọn
yẹn. And those are the sequence.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
The word of God.
Ìgbàgbọ́.
Faith.
Àdúrà.
Prayer.
Àti ààwẹ̀.
And fasting.
Tó o bá ń gbọ́dọ̀ Ọlọ́run tó o bá gbàdúrà.
If you hear the word of God and not pray.
Ó ṣeé ṣe kó o máa gbọ́ àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ kan kó o máa lè mú lò.
Possibly you hear some word but you be unable to utilize them.
Tó o bá ń gbàdúrà tó o bá gbá àwẹ̀.
When you pray and not fast.
Tó o bá ń mọ bí a ti ń da àwẹ̀.
When you don't know how fasting is done.
Ó ṣeé ṣe kí o máa lè gbàdúrà débi tí omi àdúrà rẹ ó fi hó.
Possibly you don't pray to boiling point.
Tí nǹkan mẹ́tẹ̀ẹ̀ta ni ò bá ti ṣẹlẹ̀, o ò lè mọ tí ó ń pè ní ìgbàgbọ́.
And if the three things does not happen in your life, you cannot understand what faith is about.
Tó o bá sì ní ìgbàgbọ́ kò sí kankan tó o lè gbà lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run.
And without faith, there is nothing impossible for you to receive from God.
Orí náà ni kúkúrú báyìí.
And in a nutshell.
Mo wà níbí láti mú ọ wá síwájú Ọlọ́run. Láti rú ọ sókè láti mú kó gba ẹ̀mí àti agbára àdúrà.
I stand before you to trigger you to draw you to the presence of God to receive the speech and power of prayer.
Wọ́n ti bíbélì rẹ sínú ìwé ẹ̀yìn rere ti Luke orí kọkànlá
báyìí. Open your Bible gospel according to Luke chapter 11.
Màá sì bọ́dọ̀ balẹ̀ kan láti ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí kẹtàlá.
And I'm going to read diligently from verses 1 to 13.
Àwọn ẹsẹ̀ bíbélì tí mo lè tọ́ka sí pọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n. Màá kàn máa rọra sọ.
There are many Bible verses but I will give you excerpts of my word.
Jẹ́ ìrùnà farabalẹ̀ jẹ́ kí nǹkan rọra máa sọ.
Now listen, let me say unto
you now. Ìwé ìrere ti Luke orí kọkànlá.
Gospel according to Luke chapter 11.
Ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí kẹtàlá.
Verses 1 to 13.
Ó kàn báyìí wípé.
Now it reads.
Ó sì ṣe.
And it came to pass.
Yóò fi gbàdúrà ní ibi kan.
As he was praying in a certain place.
Yóò fi dákẹ́.
When he sees.
Ọ̀kan nínú àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn ẹ̀ wí fún pé.
One of the disciples said unto him.
Olúwa.
Lord.
Wa bí a ti gbàdúrà.
Teach us how to pray.
Bíjú àánú sì ti kó àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀.
As John has taught the disciples.
Ó sì wí fún wọn pé.
And he said unto them.
Nígbà tí ẹ̀yin bá ń gbàdúrà.
When you pray.
Ẹ máa wí pé.
Say.
Bàbá wa ti bẹ ní ọ̀run.
Our Father which art in heaven.
Kí a bọ̀wọ̀ fún orúkọ rẹ.
Hallowed be thy name.
Ìjọba rẹ dé.
Thy kingdom come.
Nígbà tí ẹni kí a ṣe.
Thy will be done.
Bí ti ọ̀run.
As in heaven. So in earth.
Fún wa ní oúnjẹ òjò ọba ní ojoojúmọ́.
Give us day by day our daily bread.
Ìdarí ẹsẹ̀ wa jẹ wa.
And forgive our sins.
Nítorí àwa ti kára wa pẹ̀lú a máa dáríji olúkúlùkù ẹni tí ó bá.
For we also forgive everyone that is indebted to her.
Mercy for our sin in devil.
And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil. And he said unto them. Which of you shall have a friend? And shall go unto him at midnight. And say unto him. Friend. Lend me 3 loaves.
Because If
a friend of mine is in his journey, let's come. I have nothing to search before him. From within shall answer like
this.
Trouble me not. The call is now sure.
Then
my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise, though he will not rise and give in, because he is
friend,
yet because of his importunity, he will rise
and
give him as many as he needed. And I say unto you, ask, it shall be given you, seek, and you shall find, knock, it shall be opened unto you. It shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receive it. And he that seeks, find it. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone?
Will
he ask a fish? Will he for a fish give him a
serpent?
Or if he ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father?
Give
the Holy Spirit to them that you can a place I've just read to you. You'll be able to see. Listen carefully. Prayer is important. Jesus emphasized it. Jesus taught the disciples. He gave them the point their prayer must entail. He told them the importance. Gospel according to Luke 18 as well. From verses 1 all through 7.
Only
it says, and it's sealed unto them.
Shatiri, Siasakajo,
to kids.
What's it power? Wake up, one,
and it's a parable unto them to
be
men ought to pray. Men ought always to pray. And not to fail.
We pay.
See. There was in a city like Job, which feared not God, neither regarded men. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my hand, and he would not for a while. But afterwards, he said within himself, though I fear not God,
nor
regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her.
Let
her continual coming, she will
be.
And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he be long
with
them? And I tell you, he will avenge them. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the heart? And now look at the two texts I read to you. There are many things I want to bring out for you. But look at the two things I've read to you. Jesus deliberately speak about prayer. And the prayer he asked us to pray, it is not a congregational prayer like this. Personal prayer results to congregational prayer. You see congregational prayer like this, it is prayer very fine, and God operates in
it.
If you don't have the spirit of personal prayer, you are not fine enough. It is the spirit of prayer that enables one to be able to pray personally.
There
are many of you as you are
used.
That your parents are the ones that pray for you the most personally. You have no spirit of prayer. And what Jesus was saying in particular, he was not discussing about congregational prayer.
He
said, pray always.
Didn't
say you gather together to pray ceaselessly. What is saying that you personally, you must have time for prayer. You must understand prayer is mandatory for your spiritual life. It is important. Prayer is a spiritual dealing. Very important for you to possess. Now what I'm presenting to you is this. Without a spiritual prayer, you cannot pray. Ephesians. Chapter 6. And verse 18. Praying with all prayer and supplication. On the spirit and watching, get unto which all perseverance and supplications for all
saints.
The spirit of the Lord emphasizing there again, with all prayer and supplication you pray at all times. Look up here.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Adura.
Prayer.
Oju se re funa ara re ni.
It is your personal responsibility.
Lo so ni awon to bi o le bo da.
Truly your parents might pray for you.
Olusogun ta dari le gba fun o.
Pastor leaders might pray for you.
Sugbon.
But
oju ti ara re gangan ni ju.
Your own personal responsibility.
O to je ti wo gangan ma se ju ni.
It is what you supposed to be able to do the best.
O to ju adura ti won gba fun o lo.
Even greater than the prayer they say for you. Let me tell you this.
Only be Bibeli sinu ero ibanisoro re.
You can have the Bible software on your mobile phone.
Only se ko ma ka fun o ko fi se ti ko ma ka.
You can click the audio and then it reads to your hearing.
Ko se se ki computer tabi ero ibanisoro re o gbadura fun.
It is not possible that your gadget or your mobile phone pray for you.
Ola ara re lo fi enu ara re bere.
It is by yourself that you're going to request with your mouth.
Nitori na adura se pataki.
Therefore prayer is very important.
O ti gbodo gbe mi ati agbare.
And you must receive the spirit and power.
Gbon ti mo nso ko si le mu koko jade me.
Listen to what I'm saying and you'll be able to draw.
Adura se pataki.
Prayer is very important.
So, Papa,
if you want to receive
Jesus, him, we,
as Jesus has
said,
you know the spirit and the power of prayer.
You
that will enable you to pray and become
Christian.
Without the spirit and power of prayer, you will not receive
that.
First Thessalonians. Chapter 5. I'm reading verse 17. Pray without ceasing. All this statement, it's in fact that they are not congregational prayer. And don't misinterpret
it.
Congregational prayer is fine. But what I'm presenting to you is this. If I raise you up and lead you into prayer like this, when we see someone praying and praying, it doesn't show that you have a spirit of prayer. It is when you get your man, you'll be able to observe the prayer. That is when you're going to identify that you are a prayer man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When they push a
vehicle
and the battery is not ignited, when many people pushes the vehicle, you know there is ignition, but you know that this motor is not
functioning.
Someone pushes the key and started an ignition
button,
we recognize this is a good
vehicle. ẹ̀mí pé o ní ẹ̀mí àdúrà nígbà tí wọ́n nìkan gan bá lè
gbàdúrà. There can be recognition that you have a spirit of prayer when you pray personally.
Níbi tí ẹ̀mí àdúrà ṣe pàtàkì dé.
An essential of a spirit of prayer.
Jésù gbàdúrà.
Jesus himself prayed.
Ìwé Matthew ṣe àkọsílẹ̀ nípa àdúrà tó pọ̀.
Matthew records about many prayers of Jesus.
Tó bá ti ń gbọ́, wípé.
When you hear that.
Kẹlẹ̀kùn.
Knock.
Àdúrà mọ́ ní ọgbà.
You have to.
Tó bá ti ń gbọ́ béèrè.
When you have that seed.
Àdúrà mọ́ ní ọgbà.
That's prayer.
Tó bá ti ń gbọ́ wákìrì.
When you hear that fire.
Àdúrà mọ́ ní ọgbà yẹn.
That's prayer.
Tó bá ti ń gbọ́ kéko Olúwa.
To cry unto the Lord.
Àdúrà mọ́ ní ọgbà yẹn.
You have to pray.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ máa tó bá ti ń gbọ́ nípa pé bẹ̀bẹ̀.
When you hear about.
Àdúrà mọ́ ní ọgbà yẹn.
That means you have to.
Tó bá ti gbọ́ ní tó bá ti rí Bíbélì tí ó sọ wípé. Wá ojú Olúwa. Àdúrà mọ́ ní ọgbà yẹn. Tó bá ti gbọ́ nípa wíwo òkè. Àdúrà mọ́ ní ọgbà yẹn.
Tó bá
ti gbọ́ nípa títú ọkàn jáde.
Àdúrà
yẹn ni wọ́n ní ọgbà yẹn.
Gbogbo
fúnù yẹn sọ nípa àdúrà.
All the statements in fast prayer.
Bí o ti jí ọ̀dọ́ gbọ́dọ̀ gbẹ ẹ̀mí àti agbára àdúrà.
You must receive the spirit of the power of prayer.
Ìwé Matthew sọ nípa ẹ̀.
Matthew
records Máàkù sọ nípa àkọsílẹ̀.
Lúùkù
sọ nípa àkọsílẹ̀ àdúrà.
Sàánù
sọ nípa àkọsílẹ̀ àdúrà.
Nígbà
tí Jésù sọ pé bí èèyàn méjì nínú yín bá béèrè o. Ṣé bá ti wí pé kí nǹkan dé láyé àdé lọ́run.
When Jesus said two of you when you come together and
say, nínú kílẹ̀ ẹ̀ ti sọ pé kí nǹkan dé.
In what will you say that?
Nínú àdúrà ni.
In prayer.
Bó lẹ ṣe lè dé nǹkan láì sàdúrà.
How can you bind something without prayer?
Àdúrà ni.
Prayer.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Nítorí náà.
Therefore.
Àdúrà.
Prayer.
O lè rí ìtumọ̀ àdúrà wípé.
Be able to see the meaning of prayer.
Àdúrà jẹ́ bíbá Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀.
Prayer is communication with God.
Ó sì tó lè jẹ́ dídojú ìjàkọ èṣù àtogun ẹ̀.
It also means waging war against the devil and his demons.
Ní ìbámu pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
In alliance with the word of God.
Àdúrà ṣe pàtàkì.
Prayer is very important.
Jídíjídí gan.
It is very important.
Mo bá rí àwọn ènìyàn tí ó ṣe wípé wọ́n lámìlaka lẹ́mìí àti lára kò sẹ̀yìn àdúrà.
When you see people that become great in life, they have no other secret but prayer.
Kò sẹ̀yìn àdúrà.
Prayer is your secret.
Mo lè sọ fún ọ.
I can tell you.
Pé Abraham gbàdúrà.
Abraham pray.
Abraham gbàdúrà.
Abraham pray.
Ó bẹ̀ẹ̀mí àdúrà.
He has a spirit of prayer.
Nípasẹ̀ àdúrà rẹ̀ la fi yọ Lọ́ọ̀tì.
It was by his prayer that Lot was rescued.
Mose gbàdúrà.
Moses prayed.
Ló mú kó ti àṣeyọrí.
That was why he became successful.
Ó ti gbọ́ nípa Jacob.
Have you heard about Jacob?
Wọ́n ní ó kú ó nìkan.
You know he was alone.
Ní ooru.
Adé.
Ó gbàdúrà sí Ọlọ́run ó lọ máa ń gẹ̀lì.
He prayed and wrestled with the angel.
Mo sọ fún ọ pé kò mọ jẹ́ kí ohunkóhun ó di ọlọ́wọ́ ní àtúntò.
I'm sure we don't allow destruction this time around.
Àwọn sọ́nà kí wọ́n ṣe ìrànlọ́wọ́.
Let the hushers come to our assistance.
Jacobu.
Jacob.
Kí ló mú kó rúnà máa ń gẹ̀lì?
Why did he wrestle with the angel?
Kò rẹ́ni yàdúrà fún.
No one to lead him into prayer.
Wọ́n rán rẹ̀ ló rúnà mọ́.
It was by himself that he cleaved with the angel.
Ó ní àbí tó bá súre fún mi.
Unless you bless me.
Àbí tó bá súre fún
mi. Unless you bless me.
Àbí tó bá súre fún
mi. Unless you bless me.
Súre fún.
And the angel blessed him eventually.
Ẹ̀mí àdúrà ni ó gbà.
He had the spirit of prayer.
Ẹ̀mí àdúrà ló gbà.
He had the spirit of prayer.
Ó ti gbọ́ nípa ẹtí ẹsẹ̀ Jabesi.
You've heard about Jabesi.
Mo lo kẹ́ pé Olúwa.
Crying unto the Lord.
Ó ní Ọlọ́run fi mú àyípadà wọnú ayé rẹ̀.
And now God introduced a transformation into his life.
Ó ti sọ nípa wòlíì Elijah.
You've heard about prophet Elijah.
Àdúrà ló gbà tó fi gbà tí àwọn ènìyàn ọmọ Ọlọ́run ní ìran rẹ̀ ó ní kí òjò ọmọ rọ̀.
At the time he closed heaven for rain upon people during his
day. Ọdún mẹ́ta àtààbọ̀.
For 3.5 years.
Ó sì rí bẹ́ẹ̀.
And it was so.
Ìgbà tó sì tó yá ó sì ní kójú ọ̀rọ̀.
And there are times he prayed again and rain fell.
Ó ti gbọ́ bó ti pe iná lé àwọn tí ẹni wọn wá mú.
Have you heard about how he invoked fire on those soldiers who come to arrest him? That was by prayer.
Àdúrà ẹ̀mí àdúrà ni.
He had the spirit of prayer and the power.
Ẹ̀mí àtàgbára àdúrà.
He had the spirit and the power of prayer.
Ó ti gbọ́ bí Èlísà ti sọ wípé kí Olúwa kó da ìfọ̀jú lu àwọn tí àwọn sọ́jà tí ẹni wọn wá mú.
You've heard about how Elisha commanded blindness upon the Syrian soldiers.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
The same thing. That is he. Daniel. About Daniel as well.
About Daniel.
He's a prayer man. The three Hebrew men. They are prayer men.
About Hezekiah.
When Sennacherib wrote letter on threatened him, scared him, frightened him. Hezekiah cried unto the Lord. Even when prophets told him that he's going to die, he prayed and that prophecy was disposed about Jesus our Lord. He started his ministry with prayer of 40 days and 40 nights with
fasting.
He ended also in Gethsemane with prayer. Even the apostles prayed at the upper room and the whole building was shaking. The church prayed for Peter. The angel went to the prison and loosed him.
It's
the same thing for the apostle. About you, prayer is very essential in your spiritual life. Any spiritual life without prayer is not energetic. I'm
looking
at someone I'm passing across to you. Congregational prayer. God deals with you in a dimensional way, but personal prayer more effective than congregational prayer. It is the one that aids and helps personal life, and it brings an ability by the spirit of prayer. Therefore, brothers and sisters, have you received the spirit of prayer? Do you have the spirit of prayer? Do you want to possess it? Do you want to possess the spirit of prayer? The spirit and the power of prayer. You can say, you know, you are youth, you are the
adolescent,
and you have the thinking faculty. You might be pondering in your heart and not question me, see.
Pastor.
So God knows all things, He can do all things, He knows what you desire. Why then should we pray? God knows I'm in need of
these.
When you say you lost me, why then should I need to request again? Listen, as much as God loves you, the devil hates you the more. As you have father, parents, you have your opposition enemies.
It
is the enemy that you have that you need to pray.
I'm
telling you that you need to pray, that you have to receive the spirit of prayer. There are challenges. And the challenges come from the place of the enemy.
Now
that is a look up here. You see? There are certain things you might find easily. There are things you can find on the ground.
There
are some things you can never find them just on the ground. If you want to have them, you buy
it.
There are some things, if you do not pray, you cannot acquire them. Listen carefully to me. There are some things that without prayer you cannot possess them. That's the reason why you need to pray. God deliberately make provision for prayer since the fall of man. Ask whatever you desire. That is it.
There
is a commandment of the Lord. That's another reason. He said you ask.
And
then it's left over to you. You don't ask. Ask. Possess the spirit of prayer. As you read the Bible, you must possess the spirit of prayer as well. Because the enemies, the
adversaries,
you must have the spirit of prayer. Because the family bats you must have the spirit of prayer. You must possess the spirit of prayer. You must possess the spirit of prayer. Prayer is a spiritual It is part of spiritual exercise. It is possessed of spiritual prayer. Another reason.
Before I go into the details of my message,
I want you to understand practically. Look up here. Do you even know something? There's no way you can present your like and dislike unto God than the way of prayer. You have what you desire or no? I'm questioning you, yes or no. And how do you present what you like unto God? Without prayer? That's the reason why you need to pray. How can you tell God what you don't want? Without prayer? That's the reason why you need to pray. And now to pray, to present what you want and what you desire to pray. To wage war against the devil. To wage war against family problems. Not just a kind of you must have a spirit of prayer. The spirit and the power of prayer and the
permission
to you. It's not the one that the world are shouting ranting about. It's not the prayer of religious men. It's not the prayer of ostentation. It's not the prayer of showing display. It's not the prayer of pride.
Now you're going to have a prayer for about 40 days.
No one asks you to pray. The spirit and the power of prayer I'm saying. Deals with humility. Deals with humility before the Lord. Not with arrogance. Not with pride. With humility. Now it is well with you. Let's consider the things of that. And for you to comprehend, point number one, price for receiving the spirit and the power of prayer. What are you going to do to receive the spirit and the power of prayer? What is the dawn? What shall it cost you? For the spirit and power of prayer to put into your life. I call the price. Everything I've told you now, I want to disseminate. Number two, challenges that force us to receive the spirit of prayer. Point number three, the result and the outcome of the spirit and the power of prayer in your life. Christ to receive the spirit and the power of prayer and its exhibition.
Amen.
Look up here. If you want to receive the spirit and the power of prayer, number one, personally, besides the devotional time at the family altar under whatever circumstance, no matter how tight your schedule might be, what you eat, tell
me.
Who among you can tell me that?
Pastor, I'm busy
tonight. My children have been very busy since. I did not eat church yesterday, even till this time.
And then I've
been very busy.
Sunday, I've been busy.
And now today is Friday, I've not eaten. Can somebody raise up his hand? I trust you. No matter the tightness of your schedule, you should eat. Isn't it? And beans. And spag.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As you
seek space for food. You find time and create avenue for prayer. You meditate in the word of God. You see food. Food is not just one substance. Water plays a major role in all the food we eat. Food comprises of many classes. The same thing, fasting and prayer as well. And the word of God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. As water is inseparable from food, the same thing, you can't separate your word and prayer. You use the word of God to pray. If you understand the word of God without prayer, therefore you must have personal time. At least 15 minutes that you pray, and nothing will change that schedule. Nothing will tamper with the schedule. While praying like that, and even in congregation, I want that you are in attendance, I'm telling you the price, the cost. Now that you have this period, you train yourself. Train yourself, because this body is like a tree. It wants to bring out abnormal branches.
Like
train, you cut, you prune, you prune the tree.
Only where Timothy can you only carry.
First Timothy chapter.
Only as I can just be so with me.
But refuse to obey old wise and exercise thyself rather unto the price you pay. If you want to receive the speech of prayer, aside having a schedule in a day for prayer, you must know how to train your body. You must know how to deny yourself into prayer. Deny yourself into prayer. If you want to receive the speech of prayer, there are certain indulgences you have to abstain from.
God bless you. You're
look at the English word, more deeper than the Yoruba language. There are certain indulgences you abstain from eating. You know, glutinous eating, so that you will not eat.
But
you fast when you want to eat, you go and eat. If you are not fasting, if you want to eat, you go and eat. If
do not egg ball,
egg roll,
chin chin,
chewing gum,
sweet,
everything is always on your mouth. Even when you sleep, sweet will be there in your mouth. When you go along, you hit puff. You can't receive the sweet of prayer. You can't receive it like that.
Oh God.
You must know how to deny.
So what may be?
Is your attention here? You have to neglect and abstain from certain indulgences. You abstain from indulgences.
Those
are the price, the cost. That will enable the progression of your prayer. Players, listen. You abstain from worldly players. Worldly music, you abstain from listening to them. Gothic dances of the world, you abstain from dancing in. Seductive wears, you abstain from reading all those Even your style or attachment, things like that, you have seen from me. Those things might disable you from possessing it, and if you possess it, it might quench the fire all over again. You know, gluttonous or too much of eating. You have to abstain from eating. It costs that you abstain from
engagement.
If you observe all these things, now that you are a child of God as a believer, when you exercise this thing, you eat, you train yourself, eat in the normal way, train yourself, you abstain from players. You have time for prayers.
I don't
know how to exercise fasting. It is time for fasting. 3 days, 7 days, you know how to fast. Listen. Your prayer will not be powerful when fasting is not
enough.
You can't experience the power of prayer if you cannot fast. It is until you have fasting, not just a day fasting.
We
can pray 3 days, fast 7 days, 11 days, 21 days. You will understand and experience what I'm saying. And how to progress in prayer without ceasing.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When
the spirit and the power of prayer possesses your life, it is not secret that we are prayer men, prayer warriors are here. But now you desire prayer. You will desire prayer. Wherever you are in any congregation, anywhere you will be prayer. When you have a spirit of prayer, and now when you continue to pray, when you pray
continually,
your spirit of prayer will operate in your life.
It's
like you are riding on a vehicle with high speed.
You
know your best favorite food. Like when you are eating and you don't want to end again, you wouldn't know 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You wouldn't even know time is gone. As you are glorifying, praising God, you exalt God, you begin to praise Him. You will not be having pain. Prayer would not be seen as body. Prayer would not be seen as difficulty. When the spirit of prayer possess you, it will be easier. It will make you lead everything into prayer. When they say anything, you say, let us pray. Let's tell the Lord. Anyone without a spirit of prayer, when they say, let us pray, it's like you say, let us trek from year to year. That is what the situation will be for him. Which one is prayer that the brother said we should pray now? Oh, it's not about prayer because he doesn't have a spirit of prayer. He will be very sluggish in that. The spirit and the power of prayer. He said, now let's go. They begin to pray, Lord, 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 Lord. Can go to a closet, can go to the room, can go to the mountain, and then begin to rant in prayer. The spirit of prayer will make you pray to the satisfaction of the spirit. The spirit of God in your life will be satisfied. You pray, the Holy Spirit said, now it is alright. And you will not be tired. You will not be fed up. You will not even recognize as if it is a body. That's how the spirit of prayer will pray.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You will never see any battle as impossible to be resolved. You will never see any mountain as unclimbable. You will never see a river as the one that you cannot pass over. That is how the spirit and the power of prayer operate in the life of man. When it possesses your life, now you smile when battles are
fought.
You see, you smile at enemies and problems. Hallelujah.
spirit of prayer, the way that you pray, the way that you pray, the way that you pray. It makes us to have assurance and conviction in the Lord. When Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, he had a dream. He had forgotten. He doesn't even knew the dream at all, let alone the meaning. Daniel says, spare me a few days and let me go to the Lord. And then he went to pray. The Lord told him there's a dream, the king had, there's the interpretation. And then he came back and disseminated the thing. That's it.
So
much. You know? In your family, let us pray. Say, begin to grumble.
Okay.
Say, let's pray.
Oh yeah, Dadra.
Say, pray.
Oh yeah,
pray. Now be shaking your head. Shaking your head.
Dadra,
so you pray. I'm shaking your head.
Where
I'm praying. You have no spirit of prayer. You are praying with your heart. That's not the will. When you have the spirit of prayer, you open your mouth. You open your mouth. Lord, Lord, do this for me. Not.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
no, why the church? You know when you now get to church?
Okay.
Lord.
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 Lord. What happened
is that? You are a vehicle with a 40 G battery.
A big
push. When you see people that trigger that, now you are jumping. When you are alone, how do you do? You left on the bed and then you sing prayer. You're shaking your legs. Just 2 minutes and then you slept off.
How
is that? You didn't have the spirit of prayer. Who rises up? Who is the down? Who walks around? Who stretches hands and legs? It is not the prayer that you shout when you pray. But why pray? There must be a demonstration. If you have a foot of prayer in your life, you know vibration on mobile phone. How it's not that it's loud. Now that a vibration. But yours is just still. I'm praying.
No vibration.
No vibration. You pray.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, 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 they will know something is being done. Jesus, pray. Hannah, pray.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And
now our lips are moving. Sweat came out of the blood of Jesus. But yours, shaking your head, slumbering off. You deserve the spirit of prayer. You deserve the spirit and the power of prayer. And what happened is this. You eat too much of food. How is it? You eat too much.
Now
you don't have a time for prayer. What happened is that
you
listen to diluted worldly music too much. That is what happens. You sleep too much. And these are I'm checking on point number two. Challenges to this, that forced us to receive the spirit and the power of prayer. Jesus told his disciples, pray lest you fall into temptation.
You can't remove that. When we talk about the spirit of prayer, we must talk about
zeal.
You can't take away the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to lead in your prayer. Now your baptism shall be changed and new one shall be put there. Now I will take it to baptism charger. Now they put acid into it. I'm going to remove it and put in a new
baptism.
Today you receive a new baptism for your spiritual life. For your spiritual life. When they ignite you, the kicking will be done.
Jesus,
pray lest you fall into temptation. You will not fall into temptation.
I will soon tell us your
own.
I do say,
you had your wife for time, no success, second time,
no success
as well, and then this is what you didn't know. It is challenging you, pushing you. Challenge you to confront you. Are you a child of God? And then you prove that I am a child of God in prayer, you prove it. You did your jam. You did jam. All time you never attained touch of
mind.
You have exams, you do not pass.
You don't
go to university, no admission. Don't you know that's a challenge?
Now
everything is telling you that show me the God in whom you believe. Now you've been graduated. Don't you know it is a challenge? Not just to pray, but you know the spirit and the power of prayer. When darkness stretches you, when I see paternal, maternal home back, you become more obvious in your life. That is a challenge. When you see your life is stagnated, no progression. When things seem ununderstandable,
it
is a challenge for you to pray zealously and
passionately.
When you see your spiritual life is not smooth again,
it
is a challenge unto you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen.
Jacob,
why did Jacob got up at the midnight and leave his wife and children?
So,
do you know the reason? He saw challenges. He could see every endeavor of his life, all through struggles. When he wanted to go to wife, 7 years for one wife, the first one, 7 years for his capital, 6 years.
You think
that everything they possess were through excessive struggles and real
struggles?
And that they observe in their generation,
their
parents do not witness children's prosperity. That was what challenged him to have wrestled with the angels. Jabez. When he observed that success time is at hand, no success for him, he could see sorrow has infiltrated his entire life. No one gave him prayer point, he went to pray. The spirit and the power of prayer. Something happens to your life means that you need it as well. When you have a dream, you are a Jew. You have dreams, no visions. Even the dreams like masquerade pursuing you, don't
see
you. You need to rise up and pursue the masquerade. When you as a youth see masquerade pursuing you in your dreams, don't let me even hear you tell me that again. That you are eating on your dreams, huh? You as a youth. What kind of food is that? You rise up. You will not eat to the
day.
That is a challenge unto your life. You will say, what is that demon feeding me? Now fire consume them. It is a challenge.
That is Arugbo.
And not old women.
Arugbo, that is Arugbo. Daddy.
Sir.
And he don't see law.
A while he's going.
Me. Obualanta.
And now spider webs.
Obualanta.
Spider webs. When he is going on the road, you know, wherever he goes. If you're having that attack of spider web, raise up your hands. Don't you know that is a challenge? Now you go into quarter of fire. By the red of the Holy Spirit, you spray it. You spray it. What have I said?
What
is a challenge? Why should spider web be attacking your life? When the spider is weak, you take your hand and you cut it off. It is not for me in Jesus' name. You say, I love you. You are going to destroy the weaving and the
Every
force and power of darkness, catch fire.
Amen.
Amen.
If
a challenge unto you. When you have a dream and then you wake up, no remembrance of the thing again.
It's a challenge
the power of prayer. You have a dream, you don't have no meaning. Always sleeping. No vision. Even entire a year. Do you know the method of God's communication? If I'm questioning you, how does God communicate with you? Is it through illumination or understanding? I'm talking about illumination. Or is the enlightenment of his word from within? Enlightenment of his word from this word that you read. Is it vision or dream? If I'm
questioning
you personally, who among you will even give me a reply? You don't recognize the method of God's communication for your life. Challenge you to the spirit and the power of prayer. Prayer faith like of your mother. Faith like they go to the house of prophet and they see. Please, what should I take as my dinner?
Any bread.
We have bread at home.
Any rice.
We have rice.
Any
we have flour. And we have
gas.
Pray.
What
God wants you to hit tonight? Then they say you hit Eba. And also the next morning, please ask the Lord on my behalf. What does the Lord want you to hear? That is not the kind of faith the Lord wants you to receive. Please, I want to travel to Lagos. My child wants to have freedom. Ask me. Let me ask the Lord that I'm free to go. Am I free to go?
That's
what the kind of faith the Lord desires that you have. A very effective faith. A great faith. The spirit and the power of prayer. I will receive the spirit and the power of prayer.
Look at
how you speak like grandma. I will receive the spirit and the power of prayer. I will receive the spirit and the power of prayer. These are my life.
Amen.
You will receive it. You know that your cooler you used to prepare rice?
Be Elaji. Make merry man.
Bow Iterica of rice. Push into heat very well. And now you put egg inside of it. You heat. When you heat too much, the spirit is not open out, the body gets heavy. The mouth gets heavy. The spirit desires. But all the body, the flesh is found wanting.
Since you must try here,
I believe you understand what I'm saying.
The penita lasi dadura.
Challenge the foster's prayer.
Penita lasi dadura.
Challenge the foster's prayer.
Okay, ni atadala dura ni alele.
And the power of prayer tonight.
Yes.
Then. In your home when you have a room there, you pray in your room. You pray. You pray. You pray. You pray.
Emi yo badura. Adura no. Deni leke. Lojo yishoro. Emi yo badura kelewe.
Emi yo badura. Alemi yo badura. Adura lo. Deni leke. Lojo yishoro. Emi yo badura.
Abra badura. Jacob gba dura. Mose gba dura. Elijah gba dura. Jabez gba dura. Daniel gba dura. Eberu meta gba dura. Adura no be moleke lojo isoro emi no yo gbadura kelewe
emi yo gbadura
oh
lemi yo gbadura adura no be moleke lojo isoro emi yo gbadura.
I'm putting
my point number three. I'm really tough for today. I will raise you up in time. You know, we'll go around the church. And all the ground we're going to shake today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to pay.
From here, you send forth and those demons will come back. Point number three. The result and the outcome of the spirit and the power of prayer in your life. What have I said? The result of the spirit and power of prayer in the world, in the life of men. The result of the spirit and power
adura
of prayer
in
the life of men.
Yeah,
when you possess the spirit and the power of prayer, your life cannot remain the same. What have I said? When you possess the spirit and the power of prayer, delay will vanish away. Obstacles will be removed. When the spirit and the power of prayer possesses your life, your life shall not be stagnated. Your understanding be open. Excellent speech manifest. Demons will be subdued. What have I said? People of family battle will be surrendering. They say their Lord is coming. Because of spirit of prayer. Have you seen the smell of ego? Have you ever smelled that before? When you have a spirit on the pile of prayer, now the smell all over you, the fragrance, they'll be fleeing from you. Fleeing from you. You know what I'm saying? They will not force you to pray when you have a spirit of prayer. When you receive a spirit on the pile of prayer, demons will flee.
Amen.
Amen.
Demons
will watch. They will flee. When you possess the spirit and the power of prayer,
the
door for your parents will be open for you. When the spirit and the power of prayer, battles will be resolved. Problem will be resolved for you.
Amen.
That battle that never got resolved for your life will be resolved for you. When you possess the spirit and the power of prayer, your life becomes meaningful. Fear comes out. Evil thoughts will catch fire.
Evil
thoughts, you become terror.
Hallelujah.
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 You become terror to family.
You
become terror to that demon of personal
home.
Family problem will say, my boy, my master, my
dad.
I'm coming. You know what I'm saying?
Do
not joke with prayer. Do not joke with prayer. There's nothing you can use as a substitute to prayer. I believe in the Son of
God.
When it is time for prayer, you pray zealously. Do not be a fashionista.
You
know what I'm saying?
You don't see all my benefits, sorry. What is the same here?
You know, you kill yourself by your hair, you know, and now you be
saying,
you know, you're
my dad.
Say,
you know, that
is mixed together. You're
my dad. You know, that's
how
you do
it. Now you don't wish. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. The painful limbs, you will not be able to move now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus.
And so you are compassionate,
man. Someone that should have licked all the leaves and pray. In the name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus.
In
the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Only.
Now you see him there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Surely between there is no other way. And yet, I don't know what they
want. The junction they've never got into your family to sit and pray. Pray with you today. Thus will happen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You will pray as if you understand nothing. The result and the outcome is that there will be breakthrough for your life. The spirit and the power of prayer will make your insight to be open. You will understand certain things. Talk about Elijah, the man of prayer. Talk about Daniel. I want to make you rise up in
that
time. Now greater breakthrough will come for your life. The spirit and the power of prayer changes destiny. It makes destiny to be good forever again. Amen. Say amen very well.
Amen. We're both the same man.
Oh, you
say amen.
So we say amen. The life cannot remain the same. Do not joke with prayer. Do not joke with the word of God. Find time to pray. I can tell you, don't waste any time. If you have nothing to do, engage in prayer. Prayer is like the seed of jute. You know what I'm saying? You have not lived the seed before. You
know
the seed of jute never get waste. The seed of jute, when it drops here, anywhere the water takes it, or you see between, you see. Even when erosion takes it, that is the prayer. When you pray in holiness with the Holy Spirit, in the word of God, that will go in vain. Actually, your youthful days, if you able to pray.
Don't
joke for this time.
Pray.
That is why you must pray. When I was a real
Jew,
the Lord helped me. He helped me in prayers like that. That was why I'm able to talk to you. They will never give us prayer points or things to fast for all my friends. So next week, we fast 7 days, and then we begin to fast.
Maybe
2 weeks after we see.
We
want to fast 7 days of
fruit.
That we only eat fruit. And those things helped us to this time. That it might be orange. You know, maybe purple for 7 days. Have you done that? When are you going to fast? There are battles in your paternal home that you need to destroy.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Oh my God!
Listen. There's no one that will skip through prayer.
Kini mo so?
What have I said? If you don't pray now, you eventually pray. You give your life to the Lord that you pray. If you don't pray, easily you pray forcefully. Listen. It's like a muko. When it's coming. If you don't swallow it, you can't just swallow it. The same thing, prayer. If you don't pray when you are young, it is awaiting you when you are old. I tell you. Pray. And for you to pray now is the best thing. When you are old, I pray back to
God.
There will be no strength to pray in the
again.
I want to raise you up in no time.
It
will give you breakthrough. Doors will open. You have a faith on the power of prayer. You should turn to wonder. Now rise up on your feet.
Baba Lola Jadura. Orekoya Jadura. Adura Lo. Gewoleke.
You can destroy the enemy by your prayer. Causes will be vanished.
It's
a family problem. You say it vanishes away.
When
you become in 4 years, Let me your God do that.
adura, adura lo nde ni leke lojo isoro emi yo adura, emi yo adura, emi yo adura, adura lo nde ni leke lojo isoro emi yo adura. Emi yo adura, adura lo nde ni leke lojo isoro emi yo adura. Oh, emi yo adura, adura lo nde ni leke lojo isoro emi yo adura. Adura, emi yo adura, adura lo nde ni leke lojo isoro emi yo adura. Adura, 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 adura